fixing to commensurate this trial here. We gonna see if we can't come up with a verdict up in here. Now, since y'all say you ain't got no money, we have proprietarily obtained for you one of them court-appointed lawyers. So put your hands together and give it up for Rico Pendejo.
You're my lawyer?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe M. Dedis. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 22nd, 2018. Welcome to day 580.
So I can't tell you the answer to that question about contacts between Michael and the special counsel, but I can tell you that Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest to the special counsel and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows.
Michael Cohen has knowledge implicating Trump in a criminal conspiracy to hack the Democratic emails during the 2016 election, according to his attorney.
He's relieved and liberated is the word I would say to your audience, because now he has no shadow hanging over him. The uncertainty is gone. He has stepped up to the line, and he has admitted what he did wrong, but he is now liberated to tell the truth, everything about Donald Trump that he knows.
Lanny Davis also said Cohen's knowledge reached beyond the obvious possibility of a conspiracy to collude, and that he is willing to share all that he knows with Robert Mueller's team.
Mr. Cohen has knowledge on certain subjects that should be of interest to the special counsel, and is more than happy to tell the special counsel all that he knows, not just about the obvious possibility of a conspiracy to collude and corrupt the American democracy system in the 2016 election, which the Trump Tower meeting was all about, but also knowledge about the computer crime of hacking and whether or not Mr. Trump knew ahead of time about that crime and even cheered it on. And we know he publicly cheered it on, but did he also have private information?
The Washington Post says Trump's real estate company approved $420,000 in election-related expenses to Michael Cohen. This was for his effort to silence Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal during the presidential campaign. The documents in the report show an unnamed Trump Organization executive instructing an employee to describe the payments to Cohen as legal expenses, quote, for services rendered for the year 2017, end quote. Prosecutors say the invoices were a sham, and Cohen's own disclosures filed with the Office of Government Ethics show that he incurred so-called election-related expenses in 2016 just before the election, and that Trump had fully reimbursed him in 2017. Cohen's reimbursements included the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, as well as other taxes and fees, and a $60,000 bonus. In a pair of tweets, Trump attacked Michael Cohen and then praised Paul Manafort for refusing to break or make up stories in order to get a deal. Manafort was convicted of tax and financial fraud yesterday. Cohen, meanwhile, pleaded guilty yesterday to 8 criminal charges of tax evasion, bank fraud, and campaign finance violations, and he told prosecutors that he acted at the direction of Donald Trump.
In terms of what you just said there, I just want to underscore what you referenced, that Mr. Cohen has information about the president and his advanced knowledge of the crime of hacking during the campaign. And you're saying that Mr. Cohen, whether or not he's already spoken to the special counsel's office, he would be happy to discuss that with the special counsel, separate and apart from everything that happened today in the Southern District of New York.
Well, I hate to be overly legalistic with you, but I'm not going to confirm what knowledge Michael has. I will confirm that Mr. Mueller, who I greatly respect, will have a lot of interest in what Michael has to say. And by the way, on just the crime of directing somebody to commit a crime, as you pointed out in your opening, it was a crime for President Trump to direct Michael Cohen to the crime of a campaign finance donation that exceeded the legal limitations.
Without offering any evidence, Trump claimed that the campaign finance violations were not a crime. At the same time, Trump said that he had such respect and feels very badly for Manafort, calling him a brave man for not cooperating with federal authorities. Trump capped off his Twitter tirade by taking a shot at Michael Cohen, quote, "If anyone is looking for a good lawyer, I would strongly suggest that you don't retain the services of Michael Cohen," end quote. Meanwhile, Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife were indicted for improperly using hundreds of thousands of dollars in campaign funds to pay for personal expenses, like family vacations and dental work. The California GOP congressman is also accused of filing false campaign reports and wire fraud. Hunter is one of the first lawmakers to endorse Trump's 2016 campaign for president. The Democratic National Committee, meanwhile, contacted the FBI after detecting an attempt to hack into its voter database. CNN says a cloud service provider and a security research firm alerted the DNC that a fake login page had been created to gather usernames and passwords, which would allow access to the party's database. The fraudulent page was designed to trick people into entering their login details and give them access to a service called Vote Builder, which hosts the database. Meanwhile, a New York State judge says Trump and his Trump Tower security force must face claims from a group of human rights activists who say they were attacked by Trump's guards in 2015 while protesting Trump's remarks about the Black Lives Matter movement and Mexican immigrants. The judge denied Trump's motion to dismiss the lawsuit, and a jury will now be asked to determine the extent to which the guards were directly ordered to attack the protesters by Trump and whether he personally authorized and condoned the attack. And in the polls, Politico says 61% of adults considered the record-breaking number of female candidates for Congress to be a good thing, while 5% of those surveyed called it a bad thing. And finally, in a hypothetical 2020 matchup, Trump trails both Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders by 12 percentage points each. Trump also trails Elizabeth Warren by 4 percentage points. And we only have one notable today. It's that Steven Tyler sent Trump a cease and desist letter for playing Aerosmith without permission at his political rallies. Tyler's attorney contends that playing an Aerosmith song in a public arena gives the false impression that Tyler is endorsing Trump's presidency. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe M. Dedis.